congratulations on getting through. What's your assessment of this afternoon?
Of course, I'm delighted, you know, getting through to the first round proper. It is a great achievement for the club. You know, it was a tough tie, and I think people were doubting us coming here today, because obviously Bromley have been on a great run themselves and doing really well in the league, and it was a tough fixture. But we've been very professional today and showed great determination to get the result.
Didn't you start well?
Yes, tremendously. Probably one of the best starts that I've seen since being here. Proper on the front foot, turning them around, scores the ball. It was brilliant. You know, it was a really, really thorough performance in the first 35 minutes. And then we started to slip off. And I think I said to the boys half-time, it was kind of, we were a victim of our own success because we were doing so, so well. It kind of become easy, if that makes sense. And we kind of kept pushing and pushing and looked like we could score at will, basically. And then we sort of got into a rut because we got too confident and kind of lost our shape a little bit and done silly things, overplayed at times, and then caused our own problems. And they come back into the game, and fair play to them.
Yeah, they obviously the second half, they were a lot better than the first. I called that a cracking goal. I was sat alongside James Constable. He thought maybe the defence could have done better. What was your perception?
From them, you mean, yeah? Yeah, we could have done better. We know we could, but, you know, I'm not blaming anybody. I don't finger point. I'm not that type of manager. But we know we'll sit down on Monday or Tuesday and have a chat about it and see where we could have put it right. But these things happen, you know. It's the FA Cup. They're going to come out after being 1-0 down and have a right goal because they want to stay in the cup, you know. It's dog-eat-dog, you know. You're trying to stay in this cup and get through to the next round. And today they've done that. The boys have performed really, really well and deserve their victory, in my opinion.
And the winning goal was a bit of a curious one.
Yeah, well, you say that, and I give credit to Jay Reason because, like, the ball he put in was absolutely a worldie, in my opinion, because he's put it in an area where the keeper can't really come, the defenders don't know whether to come. So, in my opinion, that's a good goal because he's put it in that area where it's causing massive problems and it's gone in the back of the net.
And I suppose Lafayette did a good job sort of putting the keeper in two minds.
Definitely. You know, Ross has been brilliant coming off the bench. I mean, he's been like, you know, like a super sub. But Ross is a good player. He, you know, in most teams in this league, he'd be playing in their starting 11. At the minute, he's biding his time a bit and having to watch from the sidelines. But then when he's coming on, he's showing complete professional attitude and showing how good he actually is.
And that now leads to the sort of exciting time when we all watch the draw and sort of have sort of nerves and goosebumps and butterflies. And who would you like to get? One of your old clubs?
Yeah, of course. You know, something like that would be nice. Obviously, for the fans and for Eastleigh Football Club, Portsmouth would be a lovely one, wouldn't it? You know, it'd be special. And if that could happen, that would be miracle stuff, wouldn't it? But then at the end of the day, the FA Cup is the magic of the cup, isn't it? And it's things like that do happen and do occur.
Your top scorer, James Constable, did a good job as pundit today. He was hoping he can get back in your team, but knows that your forwards are doing a good job without him.
Yeah, no, having James come back next week is an absolute bonus, of course, but he's been out for 3 games and the boys have really grown into their own stature, in their own shirt, you know, because they weren't playing, some of them, and they've come in and done really, really well and showed how good they are. So there's competition for places, but it's a good competition, you know. If I was worrying about having to play the same guy every week, then I'd have to worry. But now I've got an option with 4 good strikers that are all pushing for a starting position.
And how challenging will it be to keep everybody's head on the league? You're home to Halifax next Saturday when other people might be daydreaming about the FA Cup.
Yeah, that obviously is something we'll have to deal with this week, but I've got professional lads in there and they showed that today with their performance away from home, and they have done in recent weeks. So I'd like to think that they've all been there, done it before, and that they'd be thriving to go now ready for the league game, which is really, really important to us.